Good morning. How many of you go to school? Is there something you've been learning about this month? What have you been learning about? Something's going to happen on Thursday. Do you know what it is? What? Thanksgiving, yes. And do you know why we have Thanksgiving? Did you learn that in school yet? No? Well, a long time ago, some people came over on a boat. Looked something like this one. Yes. Do you know what it was called? What? The Mayflower. Good for you. So, on the boat, they called them saints and strangers. That's kind of odd, isn't it? So what did the saints come over for? Do you know? Why did they leave England? Yes. To practice the religion the way that they wanted to. That's a good answer. And what about the strangers? Who were they? Do you know? No, the pilgrims were the saints, but who were the strangers? Yes. No, the strangers were people on the boat. Do you have an answer for that? Oh, well, okay, what? No, there were probably two groups of people that were referred to. Some of them actually were helping with the boat getting here. The people who made it happen, if you will. The one who drove the boat. You know you have to have a captain, don't you? And you have to have a crew. So some of those people might have been the captain and crew. There were also some people, I think, that came on for another reason, and they were hoping to avoid something. What were they hoping to avoid? Pardon? They weren't on the boat. These were all people who came from England. The Indians were already here. So the other people who came on the boat probably were trying to avoid going to prison in England. So they snuck onto the boat, too. Amazingly, the boat took 66 days to come across the ocean, and only one person died. That's amazing, isn't it? When you look at a boat that looks like this, and you have over 100 people on it, I think they had 104, only one person died. Wasn't a very nice ride over. And when did they arrive? Does anybody know when they arrived? They arrived on December 10th of 1620. Now, this is over on the other side of the United States. Now, unlike this week, which is like to be quite warm here in California, what's it like in Massachusetts or Cape Cod, actually, where they landed? Does anybody know what the weather's like over there? I can assure you I wouldn't wear what I'm wearing today. What? Huh? Is it sunny? Sometimes, perhaps. What? Is it cold? Oh, yes, it's bitter cold sometimes with snow and ice and other things. Now, and today it's windy. Yes, it is. But they landed when there wasn't any way to get food. How do you get your food? We get it from the grocery store. But did they have grocery stores in Cape Cod when they landed from the Mayflower? So how did they exist? What? Well, they planted food in the spring. But how did they exist during the winter time? They had to hunt and fish, didn't they? Now we're going to talk about some Indians who helped them, aren't we? They had to learn how to do that because that wasn't something they had done before. And in the spring, they learned how to plant corn and beans and peas and other things. And so at the end of their first year of a crop, they celebrated what we now know as Thanksgiving. But I'm going to tell you something that probably nobody here knows about the Mayflower. And that is, one of my relatives came over on the Mayflower. And he was the leader of the Plymouth colony and helped start what we now know as, what do we call our land? The United States of what? America. So, my relatives came from England, so do I say I'm an English American? I say I'm an American. But so many people start going by their heritage and say I'm a Spanish American or I'm an African American. But not in other countries. They just say they're Americans. And shouldn't we all think of it that way? We are all Americans. We are all here. Regardless of how we got here, probably everybody in church here, unless you were a Native American, is an import. Or what we might call what? An immigrant? Did my family immigrate here? They did, just like some of you had family who immigrated here too. But although we belong to the family of Americans, what other family do we belong to? Mommy and Daddy? What did you say? We belong to the family of God, and today we get to do something the pilgrims did too, didn't we? Don't we? What do we get to do today? We get to practice our, what? We get to practice our religion the way we want to practice our religion. We get to come here and worship God. So today, let us be thankful not only that we are Americans, but we're also what? Christians. We're God's people, that's right. So, does anybody want to pray about that? You would like to? Would you like to come up here and pray?
What?
Shall we say, Dear Jesus?
Join in, Dear Jesus. Thank you
for making us children of God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I think there's some baskets for you to do something. Now, I went to a church not long ago where they didn't skip anybody. They stood there until people put money in their baskets. So, get a basket and go find somebody to put money in it.